Did you realize that not being thankful is ungodly? That's what the Bible says. And today on our national holiday of Thanksgiving, we're going to discuss about some of the roots of this holiday, but also the scriptural precedent for being thankful to God. Stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday Thanksgiving Day special edition of the Gospel Truth. Today in the United States, we are celebrating our national holiday of Thanksgiving, and I tell you, I'm excited about that. I think that this is probably the most godly holiday that we have of the entire year. I mean, it's, you know, many people have taken it to where it's just a day of pigging out, overeating, watching football or doing something else, and of course, that may not be the most godly thing that happens during the year, but the concept of pausing and having a day to just rehearse and thank God for all of His goodness is probably the most pure motive behind any of the holidays that we have. I really like it. And so this is one of my favorite holidays. For those of you that are outside of the United States, let me say this. We are seeing all across Australia and Europe and India and Africa, literally around the world. There's 160 million homes outside of the United States that have access to our Gospel Truth broadcast. And so for those of you who may not be familiar with this holiday, I just want to give a little bit of background. And, you know, when I go to other places, people think that Americans are so patriotic. They just can't get over the way that we really, equate thanking God and worshiping God, and we thank God for this nation. Most people don't feel that way about their nation, but our nation really was founded on a desire for religious freedom. It was founded by people who were serving God, and the beginning of this nation, you could date back beyond this, but most people credit the real foothold when this nation began to start taking root with when the pilgrims came over, and I think it was in 1620, and they came over from Europe. England, Holland, there was a number of countries there that were oppressing their people, and the Reformation that had come through had spawned these groups who had broken away from the dominance of the Catholic or the Anglican Church, and yet these nations were beginning to suppress these groups, over in some of the countries I've been to, the Huguenots, where they were, severely oppressed and killed, and things were happening. So this religious persecution was going on, and a group of people banded together. They were called the Pilgrims, and in around 1620, they came over to what is now called the United States. It was called the New World. They founded a colony in what is now Plymouth, Massachusetts. And the very first year, they just barely got a foothold. They barely got some shelters built. Some of their crops failed, and if it hadn't have been for the help of the American Indians, they wouldn't have even survived the very first winter. As a matter of fact, I forget the exact number. I think it was at least 25%, probably over 50% of all of the colonists who came over on these three ships and landed at Plymouth. About 50% or more of them died in the first winter. Now, again, I may not have all of the details exactly correct, so please don't call and correct me. The point is they had a large number of their people not survive the very first winter. It was very hard. And then in the spring of the next year, they planted their crops. They had an abundant harvest. It looked like that finally they had gained a foothold, that their colony would survive, which of course history shows us that it did. And when they brought in their crops around this time of the year, they proclaimed a day of thanksgiving to just praise God for the bounty that they had in these crops, for preserving them for 1 year of being in the colonies, getting them through this winter. And it became a tradition with them to just give thanks to God. They realized that it wasn't their own effort that caused that colony to succeed. They spent a lot of time praying, and it was the providence and the grace of God that brought them through. And so they just took a day to thank God for His blessings on them and the way that He had prospered them. I think that's awesome. They recognized God as their source. And I tell you, there's so many people today that think that it's their own effort, it's their own goodness, their own cleverness and ability that gets them through everything. But the same thing is true. You may not have been up against the ravages of winter without shelter and things like this, and it may not be as obvious to you as it was those first pilgrims, but the truth is it's the grace of God that any of us are still standing. It's the grace of God that we're speaking English today instead of German or Japanese. I mean, we came very close to losing the Second World War. It's the grace of God today that the terrorist hasn't overcome, you know, the Western world. I mean, God has been good to us. God has blessed us. And we need a day of thanksgiving. We need to proclaim that it is God's providence and blessing on us that has preserved us. We need to be proclaiming this every bit as much as these first pilgrims were. And so these pilgrims made a tradition out of this, and that Plymouth colony had a day of thanksgiving every year where they begin to thank God. And then as these colonies begin to progress, and of course eventually there was the United States and the breaking away from the United Kingdom or the British Empire, and as we established the United States, there was numbers of different times throughout the history of the United States that there was a day of thanksgiving proclaimed. George Washington, our very first president, proclaimed a day of thanksgiving, I think, a number of times. And it was done, but it was done spasmodically, on and off, until the Civil War. And in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of thanksgiving and instituted it as a national holiday and proclaimed that businesses and schools and things like this be closed and it be a national day of just honoring God and thanking Him for His providence and His provision. And you know, you need to recognize this, that it was during the height of the Civil War that this proclamation was given. There's people that say, well, yeah, we probably should give thanks, but most people are more focused on their problems, and they think that when things are going bad, that there's no reason to thank God for anything. But the truth is, it could always be worse. We need to be thanking God that things are as good as they are. They could be worse. Like I said, we could all have lost the Second World War, and we could have been living under the tyranny of Nazism. We could have been living, the terrorists could have won out. But things could be much, much worse than they are now. So despite the fact that there are still problems that exist in our world today, I think that we can take a lesson from the initial time that Thanksgiving in the United States was proclaimed as a national holiday. That took place during the height of the Civil War. And you know, the Civil War was, I mean, a devastating war. There was more people killed in the Civil War between the North and the South in the United States than there was in nearly every war, I think, except World War II. I think World War II outstripped it, but other than that, it was a high percentage of death, and of course there was a lot of people maimed by this. A lot of this came because the technology had increased. They had these rifles that could fire farther and more accurate than any of the previous weapons, and yet they were still using the old styles of battle where they would march up close to each other. And so anyway, the technology outpaced the strategy in the war, and there was a huge number of people killed in the Civil War. So this was a time of great grieving. At the time in 1863 that President Lincoln proclaimed this National Day of Thanksgiving, the outcome of the Civil War wasn't certain. It wasn't decided yet. It was still in the balance. And you know, it looked like, for a long period of time, it looked like the North might not win this Civil War, and therefore the Southern states would break away and the Union of the United States would be dissolved. I mean, it was a critical time in history. So there was great suffering. There was uncertainty about the future. There were so many things that could have prevented the people from having a national day of thanksgiving. And yet, Abraham Lincoln, to his credit, realized that things could have been worse. And in this proclamation, he just began to start proclaiming the goodness, the bounty of God. I'm actually going to read this proclamation to you after our break because I think it's powerful. And I believe that it applies to us today and it ought to be an inspiration to us today about how that we should observe a day of thanksgiving. But even if you're outside of the United States, even if this isn't a national holiday for you, You know, this should be a Christian's attitude, not just one day a year, but we ought to live in a constant state of thanksgiving. I'm going to have some scriptures that I'll share with you on that, but I believe that most people understand that we don't thank God near enough. And you know, actually, when you aren't thankful, in a sense, most people don't process this and go through it, but you know, in a sense, what you're doing, you aren't acknowledging that God has been good to you. You're focused on the problems, and it may not be that you've renounced that God is good and that God has done things. You may have that knowledge, but you aren't focused on it. When a person isn't thankful, it means that they're focused on themselves, that they're focused on their problems, but they certainly aren't focused on the benefactor who's been so good to them. And so I believe that it is not only good for the United States, but all of you around the world, I'm unashamedly proclaiming that this isn't just a United States holiday. It ought to be a Christian holiday. It ought to be something that Christians do constantly, is to praise God for His goodness, for His protection, and for all of the provision that He's given us. And I tell you, if you would do that, it would not only bless God, which I'm going to talk about this, and I'll explain how it blesses God and how that giving thanks and praise affects God, but it would affect you. It would affect you tremendously. You would be amazed if you would go back and count your blessings and just start giving thanks for how good God has been, how it would affect your attitude. It would take care of depression. It would start building hope on the inside of you when you start recounting your victories. We need to rehearse these victories. We need to think about the good things that have been happening in our life. So I'm going to take a break here because I am going to be offering some materials. We're offering a teaching set on the effects of praise, which deals with this very thing. And I also have a book by that same title. And we're going to be offering these. Our offices are closed today because of the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States. But of course, over in Europe, you can still call our offices there, or you can go to our website. Our announcer is going to give you that information. And so please call or write, and I'll be right back after this break to continue the gospel truth.
On today's special Thanksgiving program, Andrew mentioned his teaching titled, The Effects of Praise. Even though our helpline is closed, you can order this three-part series on CD or in a book by going to our website. Our web address is awmi.net. That's www.awmi.net. While visiting the website, we invite you to read the Thanksgiving Proclamation as well as discover the wealth of materials available to you free of charge. Again, our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today. And now, Gospel Truth continues.
So I gave a little explanation about what the history of our Thanksgiving holiday in the United States is, and I did this primarily for those of you watching outside of the United States. But I want to read this proclamation that President Abraham Lincoln gave in, I believe it was November of 1863. And I just want to read this because even though this was written, 144 years ago? Did you know that this same stuff applies to us today? The same problems that the people had then are the same problems that we have today. And the answer to those problems are the same problems, same answers that we have to our problems today. And I think that this could really bless you. So I encourage you to just indulge me a moment. This would really bless you if you just would listen and receive the spirit that this was written in. This is President Abraham Lincoln. He wrote, "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with blessings and fruitful fields and healthful skies." Remember that this is during the Civil War. "To these bounties, which are so consistently enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of God, Almighty God. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. These are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Man, I think that's powerful. You know what I'd like to suggest today is, especially for those of you in the United States who are observing Thanksgiving, and we have this Thanksgiving meal and we pray a prayer of thanksgiving, acknowledging God as the source of our blessings. You know, I'd like to just encourage you to read this Thanksgiving proclamation by President Lincoln. You know, if you're on our mailing list, we are sending this out to everybody on our mailing list, and they're automatically getting a copy of this. It's very nice looking, and it has a picture of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. But we will also have this on our website, and you can get that off of there. And I think that this would be great just to read it. You know, the way that President Lincoln presented this, he says, "We've become intoxicated with our own success. We've thought that our own hand or our own ability has done this." And I tell you, that is so true of us today. It's amazing. People take all of the blessings that we have for granted. Again, going back to those very first pilgrims that came over, you know what? Their life was hanging by a thread. A large percentage of the people who came over died through that very first winter. They barely survived. They were just barely able to eke out a living. And when they finally made it through the very first year, these people paused to give thanks and recognize God as their source. We're removed from a lot of those things. We go to a grocery store to buy our food, and we don't realize that it's still the blessing of God. If God was to withdraw His rain, if, you know, we didn't have the blessings of the seasons and stuff like that, I guarantee you life couldn't exist here on this earth without the blessings of God. And we are just as dependent upon God today as any group of people that ever lived on the face of the earth. The only difference is we don't know it. We think it's our own ability that has produced all of this. And I tell you, there is a need today for us to pause and give thanks to God and remember God is our source as much as there ever was. Actually, probably the need is greater today because of the self-deception and the ignorance that is among people, thinking that we can solve all of our problems on our own. You know, in years that have gone by when people didn't have, some of the luxuries and things, and they were closer to, disaster at all times, and they didn't have a government that was prospering that would step in and help them when natural disasters hit and things like that. You know what? People were more prone to recognize this dependency upon God. And so for that reason, we really are as needy as any person that have ever lived to recognize our dependence upon God. You know, there's so many scriptures, and I'm running short of time today, but on our program tomorrow, I'm going to talk specifically about thanksgiving and praise and how it affects you, how it affects the devil, and how it affects God. And we're going to go into some specific teaching on this. But there are so many scriptures, like over in Philippians chapter 4, it talks about with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There are just so many scriptures that talks about the power of thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it starts listing some of the signs of the end time. Let me just turn over and read some of this, because this is so descriptive of our world today. But in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." I believe we're in the last days. I don't know for sure that it's the last days of the world, but it's my last days. It's your last days. These are the only days we've got. And in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Is that descriptive of us today? I believe more so than probably most generations that have lived. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous. Boy, I tell you, covetousness is just running rampant. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You know, if you think as you read this list, this is somebody that just read a newspaper today and you go through. I mean, the rebellion towards parents is probably greater in this generation at this time worldwide than I have ever heard of it being. And again, I don't have the benefit of living in these different ages, but everything that I've ever studied, the respect for parents, the respect for authority has been much greater than what it is today. And notice right there in the list of all of these things, right after it lists being disobedient to parents, it says unthankful and then unholy. And it goes on and mentions these other things, without natural affection, which is talking about not loving your own blood relatives is what this is talking about. Man, that's definitely true today. Truce breakers. If that isn't descriptive today, I don't know what is. I mean, used to, you could give somebody your word and that was good enough. Today, if you have a contract doesn't mean anything if you have a good lawyer. I mean, it is amazing. People will break their word. Treaties, truces have been broken. False accusers. Man, this is happening. People are slandering other people today. Incontinent, which means that you can't be satisfied. There is just no satisfaction. People are so miserable. They've got more things going for them than any generation of people that have ever lived, and yet they aren't satisfied. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Man, that's descriptive of us today. But notice in the list of all of these terrible, ungodly things that most people, anybody would have to admit, these are terrible, gross sins. In the very midst of this list, it says unthankful. Did you know that not being thankful is ungodly? It's unholy. It's sin. You know, I don't know anybody that just wakes up in the morning and says, today I'm going to be unthankful. I just want to be unthankful. I'm not going to thank God. I'm not going to recognize anybody else. I'm not going to say thank you to anybody who helps me. I don't think that people just try and be unthankful, but most people don't feel that they have any responsibility to be thankful. They kind of feel that thankfulness would just be a natural byproduct. If everything in my life was going great, well, then I'd be thankful. You know, it's not that way at all. You have to accept this as a responsibility. It has to be something you look for. It takes effort to be thankful because there's always going to be something in your life that could be better. Or if everything is good right now, you know, just hold on. There's something negative around the corner. You live in a fallen world. There's problems. And today we have not only our own problems, but we get the problems of the entire world piped into your living room through news and through things like this. So you know what? There is never going to be a time that Thanksgiving is just an automatic, inescapable byproduct. It's something you have to choose. And so today, as we celebrate in the United States this National Day of Thanksgiving, I'd like to encourage you, regardless of what country you live in, to just make a day of thanking God, going back and remembering the goodness of God, seeing God as your source, recognizing that the abundance, the blessing, the prosperity, the health, the joy, the peace, the family, the job, the freedom that you have didn't come free. Somebody paid for it, and God is the one that inspired and brought all of these things to pass. Man, today is a day that we ought to be thanking God regardless of what country you live in. Hallelujah. Again, I want to remind you that we're offering some materials, a book and a teaching set on the effects of praise. So please listen as our announcer gives you that information, and please call or write and then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
On today's special Thanksgiving program, Andrew mentioned his teaching titled, The Effects of Praise. Even though our helpline is closed, you can order this three-part series on CD or in a book by going to our website. Our web address is awmi.net. That's www.awmi.net. While visiting the website, we invite you to read the Thanksgiving Proclamation, as well as discover the wealth of materials available to you free of charge. Again, our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to remind you that in the United States, our helpline in Colorado Springs is closed today because of the Thanksgiving holiday. It's also closed tomorrow. We've given our employees the day off so that they can spend it with their family and friends. So you aren't going to be able to call and get a person. You could call and get an answering machine and request these materials. But really, the best way to take advantage of this is to go to our website. It's open 24/7, and it's awmi.net. You can get these materials. The program will advertise what these offers are. You can go to that website, and you can order the materials right there over the website. So once again, that's awmi.net.
In keeping with our Thanksgiving theme today, we'd also like to remind you of the special role praise and worship music plays in the ministry of the Word of God. That's why Andrew has chosen to have Charlie and Jill LeBlanc minister in praise and worship at every event sponsored by this ministry.
We're having such an awesome time. This is so much fun. These GTSs are just so full of God's Word, and the beauty of it is the mixture of God's Word with music.
You know, what I get more than anything else is people come up to me and say, I'm so hungry for the Word, and your songs are full of the Word of God, and it ministers to my heart and my spirit and my soul.
One thing I do want to say is, you know, we met Andrew back in 1980, so we've known him for over 27 years. The teaching of the Word of God that we've sat under in the Andrew's ministry has really influenced our writing so much, because, you know, we could just sing about our feelings and, oh, I don't feel good today, and Lord, help me, Lord, please help me. But feelings are part of God. God gave us feelings. They're all part of our makeup. But having them based on truth, we rejoice, we have fun, we have a great time in these GTSs. I mean, we just have a lot of rejoicing. But we've learned the Word of God, that God lives in us, how we're new creations in Christ Jesus, how we're righteous, how all that Jesus has done for us, the suffering on that cross. It's amazing what He has done for us.
You know, music is such a powerful tool that God gave us. And when you unite music with worship of God Almighty, it's just a powerful thing. So when you just put a lot of emphasis on relating directly to Jesus and mix it with the Word of God and just communing with Him, it's powerful. It opens up all kinds of cool things for God to do in our lives.
Come and experience for yourself the life-giving message of God's love and grace at a Gospel Truth Seminar. You can connect personally with God in an atmosphere of praise and worship led by Charlie and Jill LeBlanc. And you'll gain a deeper understanding of the Word of God as Andrew brings his clear revelation of the almost too good to be true news. Visit our website or call the helpline to find out when Andrew is coming to your area with a Gospel Truth Seminar. Tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.